This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This isn't going right. Might be going right at it. Should come back down off the slope.
The long journey is over. McElroy has his masterpiece.
I thought it was football season or something. That was unbelievable yesterday. 4 hours of the biggest roller coaster I've ever been on with Rory McIlroy for 4+ hours. Got everything done, sat down in my own little room there, my own little sports room, the only sports allowed in the house. And I watched Rory McIlroy go from a double bogey on one to a bogey on 18 and then have to go into a playoff with Justin Rose and everything in between that you get with Rory McIlroy. Sometimes some of the greatest shots you've ever seen, Tiger-looking shots. To everything. And I got to tell you, he just choked it away. Oh, my God, he's going to win it. Oh, my God, he's going to lose it. Oh, my gosh, now it looks like DeChambeau's going to win. Oh, no, DeChambeau, he goes away. Justin Rose, oh, my God, he's got the lead. Just a wild 4 hours for golf fans, obviously, or fans of that one tournament. I just think that one tournament's a little unique for everything and a little more special, not to take away from all the other majors. They all count. But a Sunday at the Masters is just a different animal. And you could see Rory McIlroy, at times he hit a couple shots. He looked like he was about a 15 handicapper. And then he hit a couple of shots around trees. And, I mean, he was spraying a little bit on the driver. But, wow. Unbelievable. It kept me around. I was like, holy crap, what is going to happen with this thing? So as Woody just said in the open, congratulations to Rory. He by the way, hadn't won a major after this great start to his career, and everybody talked about he was going to be the next Tiger. Make no mistake about it. He was going to be, and he's done just fine. Don't get me wrong. The problem is nobody is going to be the next Tiger. It doesn't look like right now. But I will tell you this, man. He did something only a few of one and been able to do, and that's when all of the majors get at least one, and he's done that. But, man, you could tell that guy, he just collapsed after he made that putt. There had to be a few demons even on that short putt to win it in the first extra hole there yesterday. And four double bogeys. Nobody's ever done that. Four double bogeys. That's basically here. We're going to give you eight shots if you're not a golf fan. Here, I'll give you eight shots. Now I got a lot of catching up to do. That's how good he was at times. But a wild one, man. To take a deep breath just watching that thing last night. That was crazy. You know what's funny, man? In sports, especially in tight moments, we do this in every sport, Woody. As I say good morning to you. I'm sorry, man. I got ahead of myself here on that tournament yesterday. I was exhausted yesterday. I thought I went out and played 18 holes myself, which I suck and don't play anymore. For some of the reasons that he gets frustrated hitting 2,000 golf balls a day, I got frustrated because it's just not a natural sport for me to play. And I gave it. I have great respect for golfers, great respect for guys that play at that level. Just not an easy one. Not an easy one at all. But, boy, I have, as I said, when you're playing and you got to make big shots, and it's you, it's not a team sport. Team sports, we blame, get me more dogs, and I need more guys around me, and I don't have enough talent. You know, you always got that to fall back. Oh, the throw wasn't there. Oh, it was this. That guy, I need some guys to get open. You know, the whole thing. Oh, where's my teammates when I need them and all that stuff. This is an individual sport, man. One thing about tennis and golf, there ain't nobody to blame when you're done playing. I mean, you can look up and yell at your coach or come over and fire him after. But at that moment, in a third set or a fifth set of a major in tennis or the back nine of a major, man, it is you. It is. There's nobody to blame. You can't blame the wife. Can't blame the guys you went to school with. It's you. And so watching that stuff is, hey, man, one of the reasons I decided to get into this stuff, I love to see how people handle pressure, handle demons from years past. And Rory, man, he broke a big one. A lot of people thought after he choked one away last year, he was done. And that guy came back and got the win. All right, carried on about that a lot. He locked into that 10 spot. Getting ready to play at Chicago, and boy, they got a rough road. If you're not familiar, and some of the guys were coming in wanted to know exactly how this play-in works, they got to win two games to get the last seed and get a chance to play against the Cavs. It's real simple. The 7 and 8 seed who will kick this thing off, Orlando. Orlando plays. I just blanked out on who Orlando. Oh, Atlanta plays Atlanta. And then the winner moves on. They're done. They just got to win the one game. The loser will play the winner of the 9-10 game between Chicago and Miami. So they got a rough road, man. The Jimmy Butler drama and a 10-game losing streak and overall not a very good season, 37-45. Even though yesterday Jaime Jaquez had a nice game, good for him, man. Seriously, good for him. I know a lot of, it was a meaningless game. Who cares? It's good for him. Because this has not been his, and he got the green light yesterday. They rested a lot of guys, and they said, Jaime, you got to go out and get your shots in this one, brother. And he does. Goes for 41 points, shot the ball really well, 17 of 25. And so Wednesday night at Chicago, here we go for the Miami Heat coming in as a 10 seed. Panthers got a couple games left. Rangers tonight, Tampa Bay tomorrow night. They've won three straight, and I got to tell you, I think this is one of the best coaching jobs that Paul Maurice, who's obviously been a hell of a coach, he's gone to back-to-back Stanley Cup finals and won the last one, and they're all set up to make a run at this, and we'll see how healthy they are when they get to the playoffs, but he's been able to rest some guys. He's been able, guys that are banged up, he is just sitting them down. He's got a couple, Bennett, he just said, hey, man, don't come back. We need you. You're a physical guy. We need you for the playoffs. And so that's what they've done. They've rested guys when they can at the end. And by the guys they're bringing up, they're winning. They've won three straight, as I said, 98 points. And so we'll see. They're going to play Tampa Bay, okay? They are going to play Tampa Bay most likely on the road in a game one here as well is what it's starting to look like. We're going to talk to Paul Maurice later on in the morning. And I got to tell you, the Marlins yesterday, I had the TVs rolling, folks. And this is part of the beauty of having children grown up. What a win for the Marlins. They're fun to watch. They're 8-7. It's early. They play a zillion games, but they are fun to watch. There are names you've never heard of. Matt Mervis, Xavier Edwards, Kyle Stowers, Griffin Conine, yes, Jeff Conine's son, and they're finding ways to win, man. They are finding ways to win. Scored 11 yesterday to take two out of three from the Nationals, And so good stuff going on there. We have a lot of stuff to get to. Had the spring game over the weekend, Saturday. We'll get all caught up on that. So there's a lot going on. That you want to talk about a sport that doesn't sleep. So Mario Cristobal goes from that spring game. He's probably got a pretty good idea who's leaving, because after the spring game, the portal opens back up. Portal's getting ready to open back up. The transfer portal, better known as free agency, opens back up. And so Mario, like every other Division I school, has players that will be leaving, either through the spring game or before the spring game. Don't think they're going to have a chance to play that much, or they've been told they won't have a chance to play that much. And some will be checking out. Some will be leaving off of whatever happened during spring football, not liking their chances or ready to go somewhere else, or they got parents or friends in their ear, but they're going to be leaving. It's going on everywhere. Mario Cristobal will be hitting the transfer portal looking for better players. He did it last year, and he hit the jackpot on a couple of guys after spring football, and he warned us, oh yeah, I need to go get some guys. If there's the first position that I would think they're going to look to get more experience and more playmakers at, it's wide receiver. My take on the wide receiver position from last week has not changed. A lot of guys with a lot of experience are now getting ready for the NFL. I would just tell you that. From the East-West game to the Senior Bowl to the Combine, all those guys are gone. And you've got a lot of young. They're going to be talented. They're a talented group. Everybody agrees that. But they are green. They don't know how to run routes. They're learning the way. This is the way you're supposed to be when you're supposed to still be going to your junior prom or your senior ball or whatever the next dance is that they have and still be in high school. It's a slow development, and not everybody's ready to come in. You get one or two guys that can come in right away and start playing, you've done pretty good. I always do this. I get my hopes up that there's going to be 7, 8, 9, 10 guys that come in and blow everybody away. And there are guys that have had their moments, a whole bunch of guys in this really good recruiting class have had their moments. But Mario didn't go out and get a $4 million quarterback with knowing that that quarterback was going to have a bunch of guys with no experience to throw to. Now, they're going to play some of those guys. Don't get me wrong. Some of them are going to play. And they'll hopefully play more. And I said this a year ago, the one problem with all those tight ball games they played is a lot of young guys didn't get to play a lot. I wish Trader could have played a lot more and got more involved. And some other guys, Joseph and some other guys, had a chance to be a bigger part. But they're coming back, winning games late, constantly down. They got to come from behind. And so you don't have those games where you can just throw guys in there and with the quarterback you had. So I think they're going to hit that transfer portal with a veteran wide receiver. I never thought I'd say veteran wide receiver, but that's what I'm talking about. Some guys with experience that who will be watching and have seen what's going on here that will be interested in coming here. Probably two guys, to be honest. Could be two wide receivers if they're the right guys. Now, we had something crazy pop up. Woody, we'll come back and talk about the craziness that broke over the weekend. In Tennessee, unbelievable story. It really is officially welcome to the National Football League.
Yeah, it's a rough story, man.
It was just a matter of time. We've had about every angle. We've had a whole bunch of guys quietly come out of spring and go, I need more money because I know other schools out there with all the tampering that's going on, and it's never going to stop.
That sounds like an NFL-type story, though, doesn't it?
Yes.
Guy knows shows. You can't reach his people.
Skip the meeting, skip practice before the spring game over an NIL dispute.
Because they tried to reach out to his representatives, but they couldn't get in touch with him.
Hey, call my people. Don't call me and bug me.
Jeez.
So anyway, coach says, guess what? We'll come back and tell you the story. But, yeah, it's you had a good year. you're a big five-star. We paid a lot of money to get you out of high school.
Yeah,
as a five-star.
Are the numbers big enough for you yet? What was that guy's deal? He said it was worth up to 10?
I think it's 2-point-something million a year, and he said no.
Yeah, I think
no.
They said it could get up to 10 if he was. And they started paying him, you said, you know, they started paying him in high school.
Yeah, the package was 2.2 a year, and I
brutal.
Think it was a 3 or 4 year deal for $6 or $8 million. And he goes, no, I need that
enough.
Money. I need that money that guy in Miami's getting, man. That's what I need. I need that money that guy's sitting around watching there. I need that guy, who, by the way, we have some news on him as well. We got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning, and we will tell you about one freshman that everybody's talking about, and if you live here in South Florida, you're probably not that surprise. We'll tell you all about that as well. But first, boy, I'll tell you what, never too early for me. I've been doing it for 15 years now to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Great products, man. And I'm all in. I buy the products. I'm just letting you know, man. Those everybody going, well, you got a free SUV. Not true. I got myself a new 2025 Tahoe. I bought my last one, was it 2021 or 22, and I turned it in. I got to tell you, I love them, man. I do. I love the space. You get used to the space of a big, comfortable SUV, and you're a big person. You love that space, man, even though it's just me most of the time. I tell you, can't beat a Suburban or Tahoe, but I got to tell you about some of the SUVs and trucks we're talking about. The all-new Equinox, man, with the interior and convenient driver tech that it has. Everybody's just going crazy about this all-new Equinox, and it's not even my favorite midsize SUV, the 2025 Traverse. Hello. Boy, I'll tell you, what a great look. And you talk about being comfortable for the whole family. The big test is take your six-footer kids, sit them in the back seat, and you know what I'm talking about. You don't really want that big SUV. You'd like to downsize it, feel more comfortable driving it. I understand, but it's got plenty of room for everyone's cargo, everybody to be comfortable with a 2.5 turbocharged liter engine. You can't go wrong. Over to Silverado Trucks, man. Four strong options. If you need a truck that you can depend on for heavy lifting and heavy loads every day and pulling big heavy loads, I'm telling you right now, we got a perfect Silverado truck for you with four strong options, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed, high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest-working bed in the business helps conquer your toughest jobs 5, 6, 7 days a week. Hey, man, you need something to work like you? Old school? That's what our Silverado trucks are all about. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. Yeah, I got to tell you, man, as fun as the games are, and I got to be honest, when we start, I don't want this to be a Debbie Downer morning on a Monday. As screwed up as college sports, and they are really effed up right now. They are. They're a complete disaster. Play by whatever rules they are. And by the way, if you don't really like the rules and you want to bend them a little bit, then you do that too. And if you don't do it directly, you have somebody do it for you in the gray area, whether you want to call it light gray or dark gray area of college sports, with tampering, basically. But this thing is crazy. Players, it's going on everywhere from what I was told, that guys during spring football want to renegotiate their contracts after good practices. Okay. All right. And then we got guys watching to hear what other guys are making going, hey, man, I want to redo my deal, but you already agreed to this 3-year deal coming out of high school as a 5-star quarterback, and we're paying you an average of a little over $2 million a year, including the first year. As a redshirt player, you got $2 million. And you go, no, I know. But things have changed. I threw 19 touchdowns, five picks. And I'm not happy. So to show you, I'm going to skip the meetings and skip the practice. And Tennessee said, listen, we ain't doing that. Hey, it's bad enough we got to pay this amount of money we're paying. And, you know, nobody's forcing us. We need you guys, so we do it. But just because you end up being really good, we're not redoing your contract. We're not redoing it late in the year, before the year. You've agreed to it, and it's a lot of money. A lot of money. It's just beginning. If you're really good, it's just warm-ups for what you can make at the next level. So now what has happened, and there's been an explosion. I saw it from Cam Ward, $1.5 million, to Carson Beck, now over $4 million, more than doubled, a guy that's going to be the number one pick in the draft. So what we're seeing is what we see in the NFL, high percentage of money, 50-plus million a year of whatever the cap is, the 200-and-something million cap. A lot of that money is going to the most important position in, and let's be honest, high school, most of the time, college, and professional football, the quarterback position is never been more important than it is right now. Cam Ward, you don't have Cam Ward last year with that team. You win three or four games, five games, if you don't have Cam Ward.
I think you asked me the other day, we were trying to figure out what these, you know, the budget is for these teams. It's like, these SEC teams got to be in the, what, $20, $30 million range?
I'm guessing you're right. I'm guessing there's
got to be getting close to numbers like that, right?
There's got to be schools at $30 million, too.
Quarterbacks are making four or five plus.
Well, they don't even know what Manning's making in Texas. He is the mystery of all the quarterbacks.
I'm guessing
to
he's
stay
doing
around.
Fine.
He didn't just stay around, though, for a couple hundred thousand. Just because
that family needs the money. But.
No, not he didn't go, I know my family's got money. Both my uncles and my dad have done very well for themselves. My dad hadn't quite been able to do what the other guys have done, but hey, yeah, he's getting paid. And by the way, I mean, they told Hewers, hey, Hewers, listen, you got two choices here, man. And they're both good for you. You can go somewhere else, you're going to make a lot of money, or you turn pro and go in the second or third round, most likely, from what I've been told. And but you can't come back here because Manning's taken over. We are lucky to keep him for 2 years, but he ain't sitting again. He's our starting quarterback. So that's where they are. But this whole thing that just happened during spring football, and the kid pulled the power move. He and his representatives, his marketing team, pulled a power move, and the coach said nope. And by the way, Mario Cristobal and some other coaches have come out. And said, you hold out, you get out. I love that thing. I'm going to steal that from Mario. You hold out when we're out there playing like that, and you decide one day you think you're looking around going, God, do they really need me, man? There is no backup plan here. I'm in great shape to go ahead and ask for more money. And Tennessee
said no.
Boy, this
will bleed into the pros so badly, man. I mean, I don't even tell you this, but it's going to be – everything's going to be different when you start dealing with these athletes now.
Well, we'll see.
They're getting paid starting. So this guy got paid starting high school, right? So these guys are going to be relatively wealthy probably before their 18th birthday.
Well, they're coming in. They're getting the money on the commitment after that they're coming to the school. So the contract's already set up. Once they get there, then the money starts coming in, on especially on five-star quarterbacks where they're looking and they go, okay, we got him if we want him. Are you sure he's a five-star quarterback? Because we saw a Michigan guy also get paid, you know.
But this guy from Tennessee is going to find out if you cry and you throw your little
fit.
He's probably going to end up in a better situation, at least financially, right?
We'll find out because, what was it, two point something million?
I'm sure there's some teams out there that are desperate.
Well, they're saying Notre
QB away, right?
Notre Dame and USC have come out and said, no, we're out because we do need, you know, we need a quarterback. But so we'll see if they're telling the truth, because those are two big money schools. And then we'll find out at North Carolina or somebody else jump. They got money too. North Carolina can spend whatever they want. Find out what to your point, see if one of these schools looks and says, he's worth it. Let's make a run at this thing. But they're – nobody knows what's going to happen. They're waiting for the courts to rule on a few things. And apparently there's so many loopholes in this thing of you can still sue, you can still do this, you can still do that. I don't know how they're ever going to get a control of this thing. That July, when that thing opened up and we go, hey, NIL is officially, you can go now. You can start getting money. Woody, you were right, and I was so wrong that day that happened, because I've already seen the growth here of quarterback, first from Washington State and now bringing in a guy from Georgia, and we've seen the amount of money that's been given out just to get in the game. Hell, I think he wanted a lot more than that, too. I think they settled on that amount to get him down to go, no, we can't. We ain't paying you like a friggin' NFL guy. Well, we are paying him like an NFL guy because there's a lot of quarterbacks not making $4 million in the NFL right now. So that's where we are. I'm trying to do, you know, and Bo was talking about this last week, too. He really enjoyed the Final Four and how good it was in college basketball. Like, you watched that, you weren't thinking about the money, you were just thinking about how good those guys were and knocking down shots and Florida coming back and Duke collapsing at the end of the game, and you know he's a number one overall pick. It was just great. It was great stuff.
But you did feel the impact of the money in that tournament, though.
When you step back,
did, I know.
There's no Cinderellas.
No, you had nothing. You had all one
Everybody
seeds.
Got paid.
The SEC did their thing. Like, you could feel the money around that tournament.
But I don't know. Somebody asked, how much is this going to hurt the sport now from year to year, not knowing? And, hey, look, it's kind of like the old NFL before free agency. You kind of played for one team, and there's a reason so many guys only play for one team. Now you got free agency, and they let you go if you don't live up to your contract, and you go somewhere else. And if you get a chance to you know, make more money and you do it, you realize you don't get a lot of contracts in the NFL. So if you get that second one, you want a lot of guys are going to go to, even if it's a bad team. They know, but they're getting their money. So that's where we are, man. That's where we are in the crazy world. Just a reminder. And like I said before, so Mario Cristobal goes from spring football. I'm guessing he's already started meetings with guys and had guys come in and say, I'm transferring. He's talking to guys, trying to keep guys he wants and the guys he doesn't want, you know, more than free to hit the portal as well. And you've already got your team of your recruiting team already out, probably got grades on guys and got a pretty good idea who's in and who's out, because word is spread from all these marketing people who represent these players. And most of them start as agents and have the marketing because it's legal. A lot of NFL agents, check that. All NFL agents are now in the marketing business to help players so that you can have them when they do turn pro and you can represent them. So now everybody's in this business, and it's only going to get worse. It's not like, well, I think it levels off now. No, that's not how this thing is going to work. We haven't seen this quarterback thing.
Well, you need to get guys under contracts, right? I mean, you got to make this thing an employer relationship, don't you?
Well, the problem
is, you can't just keep throwing out these contracts that you can't enforce.
So you get a contract, but you can leave anytime you want. That's the problem with the contract. So these guys get
So they're not even. So essentially, they're not real contracts, right?
Yeah.
Like, you need to be able to hold these guys to
it. I went 1 year. I got your money, but you don't owe me anything else. I'm leaving, though, because I can go somewhere else. And
like in the pro leagues, you can throw your fits and you can threaten and you can do whatever you want. But theoretically, like, you can't just stop playing or you can't leave.
Everybody's basically a 1 year free agent every year.
That's why you need multiple year contracts.
That's what college. Well, they need to change the rule. You can throw this contract out, but they can leave second year of a contract. They're going, yeah, I know what I would have made here next year, but I'm leaving. I'm going to a better situation where I think I can get my stock up in the NFL and I can make more money right now. So that's where we are, man. It's a crazy, crazy world out there. So Mario Cristobal goes from his coaching hat for spring football, got a pretty good idea what he has now, kept a lot of guys out of the spring football game, and a lot of guys just did some of the work, didn't do the full tackling to keep guys healthy, guys that he knows how good they are already. So he played a lot of young guys, which was great, get a chance. And one of those guys is a guy everybody's been talking about since this thing started, Malachi Toney, freshman wide receiver, had some great plays out of American Heritage Plantation. And so a lot of talk about some of the plays he made in the scrimmage as a receiver. But I think they're going to be looking for more. And by the way, Ray Joseph, man, also made some plays, and I hope Ray stays around. I do. I'm a little worried about the Ray Joseph thing. a little bit this morning here out of Edison High School. We got to go to break here. We've got a lot of stuff going on, plenty of news. Panthers, we'll talk to their coach, Paul Maurice, later on in the show. They got the Rangers tonight, Tampa Bay tomorrow night. And it's starting to look like, I think it's great. I mean, you talk about jumping right into it. Tampa Bay and the Panthers, no love affair. They used to beat up on us on their way to winning championships. Now we've turned this thing around a little bit over the last couple years. So there's a good chance they're going to be facing each other. And then, of course, the Heat for a third straight year in a play-in from the 10 seed going to Chicago for a Wednesday night game. We got a lot more stuff. By the way, anybody else out there on that Rory McIlroy roller coaster for 4+ hours? Justin Lin looks like he's going to run away with it. He give it all away. Then he makes some great shots. Get back in front, give it away. 4 double bogeys. I don't think it's ever happened. 4 double bogeys during a tournament for a guy that's number 2 in the world, but for anybody, and goes on and wins a tournament. Overcomes 4 double bogeys, gave up 8 shots. Said, all right, I know none of you other guys have done it. I got 4 doubles. I'm going to win this tournament. Hey, I tell you what, Baptist Health South Florida wants to let you know that if you have any kind of injury, we got the best sports medicine program in the country. We don't take a back seat to anybody when it comes to the great doctors and specialists and team doctors they put together right here in South Florida. They have put an all-star lineup of doctors together so you can have great results when you get injured. That's what it's all about. Where do the pros go? I knew that was going to. People ask me every day, like, I know what's coming after here. I tell them, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Dolphins. I'll use Baptist Health, South Florida. And then they go, can you get me in? I go, well, listen, man, I can, but you can get in yourself, because that's part of this program is not just taking care of high school, college, and professional athletes. It's taking care of all of us, man, with a top specialist in the business, in knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, Achilles. They got it. These doctors have come in from all over, and they are damn good at what they do, and they're ready to take really good care of all of us here with great facility. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, obviously, at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. And Broward County, they've got a convenient place. It can't get any more convenient than 595 in Pine Island in Plantation, whether you live east or west or a little north or south. So easy to get to. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. Let's get you healthy. Back out playing the sports you and your family love the most. All right, and welcome back here on a Monday morning. Nice to have you with us, man. The Heat, again, in the play-in. This is going to be a rough road, this one. The 10 seed going Wednesday night to Chicago, who's the 9 seed. Got to win 2 games just to get into the playoffs and get a chance to play. I mean, there's only one team you got a chance to play. It's 9 or 10 seed. The only team you can play is the Cavs, number 1 seed. And so that's where you are. By the way, congratulations, Jaime Jaquez. Boy, that had to feel good, because it has been a frustrating year for the second-year player out of UCLA. 41 points. How about when he found out they're going to rest all those guys and they said, hey, Jaime, let it fly, brother. Let it fly. 17 of 25, 41 points, even though they lost the game. Didn't matter either way. 37 of 45 on the season, as I said, a third straight year in the play-in game, and it's a tough road. Not only you got to win a couple of games here, but then you got a rusted-up Cavs team, which whatever you think of the Cavs, and they haven't won anything. We keep talking about, you know, they're a little bit like Oklahoma City. A lot of people aren't drinking the Oklahoma City Kool-Aid out west, even though, what'd they win that division by, like 19 games? I mean, hey, everybody else is beating everybody up but Oklahoma City.
Well, it's tough, man. It's tough to jump on board with those teams, you know. They don't have the experience, I guess. I don't know. And I know we're going to be watching the Warriors to see if they lose. You need them to lose, right?
So you I'll tell you what, pick. Their road though, they got to win just one play-in game, but the first.
It is amazing that the Heat another season of this. It really kind of is.
Listen,
incredible, isn't it?
We just went through whatever you want to say, but we went through Jimmy Butler drama.
He tore this whole season.
We got
apart,
Jimmy, yep. We got Jimmy Butlered, which we're not the first.
Not to do this to you today, but like, could you imagine if you had Jimmy in the lineup?
No, I'm not doing that.
Feel a little better jumping into this thing, wouldn't you?
I refuse to do that. I'm so over Jimmy. I don't do what if we had Jimmy Butler.
But you would feel better heading
into this thing. I haven't even thought of him. He's gone. He's out of my life. He's out of my sports life, Jimmy Butler. I saw him limping yesterday is all I saw because I might have checked a little Golden State out there.
You're checking into a little?
Checking in a little bit on the Clippers to see.
All right.
Anyway, yeah, that 10-game losing streak and the whole – But so here's what they get. They get the 10 seed. I don't care. You know, everybody's talking about potential of still getting with a first round pick and where it would be and all that stuff. But it's it needs some work. Let's be honest. No matter what happens, it needs some work. It's got to be obviously Pat Riley and the organization understand that they're not about the play-in system every year. That's not the goal. You know, before this thing started, usually we got to have more urgency in the regular season. I remember when Spo first said that. Got to be more urgency in games during the regular season. Got to play better at home. Got to have a better home record and all those things. And here you are in a play-in situation once again after saying all that stuff. So, right? I got Spo.
It's amazing. Yeah,
no,
it really
I got
is.
Spo. Like, hey, man, we there got to be more urgency. We got to play better at home. We got to have a better home record and all. And oh, by the way, we need a happy Jimmy Butler. He kind of left that part out. And there's no question, he blew up. He seems a lot happier. I guess he got a little banged up in this last game, but had 30 points and great game, by the way. Clippers and Golden State.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Well, I don't enjoy anything he does right now at all, although he's still got a lot of ass kissers out there that are still – it's not about Jimmy. Jimmy did the right thing. Jimmy got to look out for Jimmy.
So okay. We're out there yesterday. I got talking to my friends. Went with a couple buddies. And
oh, you did go to the game.
Yeah, I took Leon out to the game. It was the last chance we had to get to a game, I figured. So we went out there, and the talk is like, what is this team going to do? Like, what is the move to be made in this offseason? I mean, this is like a huge offseason for this team.
So, I'll
it feels like, I hate to do this, but it feels like the offseason is like essentially here.
Almost. Yeah, nobody that's a 10th seed is going, oh, now we make our run. Now we make our run. Now we're in the spot we want to be in. We barely got that 10th spot. Let's go.
It feels like this will be short-lived, right? This whole
So then the question is this one, and there's going to be a lot of time to talk about this. And you know you got to upgrade your team. You know you don't have enough juice. And you know who – we all got a pretty good idea who's probably shouldn't get real comfortable and might want to put that home up for sale unless they want to live here in the off season. But they got to decide, is everybody on this team untouchable for a trade? And I'm basically talking just about a couple guys. I'm guessing they're going to say Bam is not going to be thrown in a deal, right? The question is the other guy, Tyler Hero.
Before you say that, I mean, I would think everyone is up for grabs at this point.
Bam too.
Yeah, I would have to think he is, right?
In the past years, no, Bam.
I know.
Bam is our man.
You're very far away from competing. You can't. This isn't like let's just add some pieces. You need a number one.
You do.
You just don't have that. You need a number one guy.
Well, can we just go through this before we start jumping ahead?
Yeah.
We're gonna have a lot of time for shows about that stuff. The Panthers got two left. They got the Rangers tonight at home, and then gonna make a quick trip tomorrow. To Tampa Bay, who they're going to open with. We're about 99% sure they're going to open with Tampa Bay to start the playoffs here. And it's a great series, right? Tampa Bay and the Panthers. Tampa Bay is kind of – I thought maybe they lost their mojo early in the year, but here they are, ready to go again. So that's going to be a fun series if hopefully you get everybody back here. And Paul Maurice has done – a really good job. Listen, they played a ton of games. Everybody knows that. They've been to back-to-back Stanley Cup. Start adding up those games, that new format that we love so much in place of the All-Star game. might not have been such a great idea when you consider the whole friggin' team was representing their countries, right? Just about. Had more players representing the other team during the All-Star break. But saying all that, it was fun. I had fun. I don't want to be a phony now, even though Tkachuk has been out. And hopefully he's back at 100% here when this thing gets going here in a few days and we start talking about the plus. Anyway, Paul Maurice will join us. We'll get into all that stuff. He's been resting, guys. Told a couple guys you're done till the playoffs, and they've won 3 straight games. Saying all that, they have found a way to win 3 straight games and sitting there with a chance tonight to get to 100 points. How about that? Anyway, we got 7 o'clock hour coming up. I got to tell you, I sat and watched an event yesterday. I am a Rory fan. That's part of this story. And some of you might not have been, whether you were seeing if he was going to choke this thing away with that 2-stroke lead to start, or you're just a big fan and really rooting hard for a guy that hadn't won a major in 11 years, Rory McIlroy. He gave you every emotion possible, from looking like he's a 15 handicapper to looking like the best player in the world. Really. He was hitting those kind of difference in shots. 4 double bogeys in this tournament. 4 double bogeys. He gave away 8 shots and still found a way to win against Justin Rose in the playoffs. Man, first hole. Crazy, crazy. Anyway, it was wild. I can't wait to see what the numbers. I have trouble believing it was just me sitting there watching that roller coaster ride. Oh, my God. Trying to win a major on a Sunday, whether you got the lead or you're from behind. And by the way, great stuff from DeChambeau, who he played with. Completely different personalities. One guy, as you know, is a live player. The other's not. Rory McIlroy's been very outspoken about the live players and about the system and everything else that's going on. And then yesterday, DeChambeau comes out and says Rory McIlroy did not talk to him the whole day. Trying to win a major, not be your friend. I don't want to talk to you. We'll talk after. You want to talk? We'll talk afterwards. Come over and see me. Bring that new girlfriend of yours over so I can take a look at her. We got 7 o'clock hour rolling up here, and we got more stuff. Wild weekend, folks. Wild, wild weekend. College football just gets crazier. We get caught up with everything. Woody's got a little update coming here, so we'll jump on all that stuff. But first, I do want to talk to you about hurricane season being right around the corner. Don't roll your eyes. Don't get all bummed out. It's only one thing you can do. I know a lot of people are saying, man, we've been dodging the bullet here during hurricane season over the last couple years. Hadn't been so nice for our friends of the north, but we've been fine so far. Hey, why are you worried about this? There's nothing you can do except protect your home. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. Old or leaky roof. Oh, well, wait one more year. Save up some money. Wait one more year. The roof's in bad shape. I know it needs to, you know, we got a few leaks, but I'm going to try to get through one more year. And you know what? Loctite Impact says, wait a second. What are you doing that for? Let us take care of it now. You can pay us later. Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of 5-star reviews. Say big on our legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Great people working for them. Chev, the CEO over there, said, Joe, I've never felt so good as the team I have put together. Now it's been together. Covering all of South Florida. Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com. Wait for working hours there. Call 954-500-LOCK. Let the professionals over there walk you through. They'll get everything done from start to finish at Loctite Impact.